you have a downstairs, like a basement? Or
we didn't. We had a crawl space. Yeah.
What kind of, do you have a lot of family gatherings? And what kind of activities would you guys do typically at a family celebration?
We do. We have lots of family gatherings. My family's very close, so it was a ritual growing up that on Sundays we would either go to one grandmother's house or the other, or they would come to us, and we have this huge brunch. Now that we're all older, they usually gather at our place since it's easier for my sister and I and my brother to come there than to try to get to anybody else's. So we would have these huge family gatherings in our dining room, and usually you can't have a family gathering in my family without at least 12 people, because if you invite one person, then you have to invite somebody else because they might get offended. So we have these, you know, almost every Sunday we have some sort of a big lunch with any family member who wants to come is invited. We have Thanksgiving at our place, which usually involves about 20 people, and we have Passover at our place, which involves also about 20 people. And whenever somebody has a birthday, we all gather at our house and have some sort of a huge meal or party or barbecue, something along those lines.
Do you have any special birthday traditions at all? Anything you guys do in your family that you think might be different than other families?
No, I think we do the typical things that, on the actual day of the birthday. It's usually just my immediate family, my mom, dad, and my siblings will go out, and whoever's birthday it is, they get to choose the restaurant. There'll usually be a cake involved, and whoever's birthday it is gets to be queen for the day, or king. So anything they say goes. Yeah, it's nice. And my sister and I really like birthdays, so we make sure that everyone knows it's a big deal. But that's about it.
What about weddings? Is there different traditions, especially Jewish traditions, that happen at weddings in your family or in the community?
Yeah, there are. Jewish weddings are big and loud and lots of alcohol and lots of dancing. The music starts around, you know, whenever the wedding ends and can go into the wee hours of the morning. My uncle's wedding, which was the last wedding, I guess, in my family, but that was almost 11 years ago. It went on all night. Again, lots of alcohol, lots of dancing, lots of people. Everyone is allowed to get up and give a toast to the bride and groom, so that everyone has a say in the reception. There's the chair lifting that's typical of Jewish weddings that we do, and there are a couple of Russian traditions. We don't really cut the cake as like in American weddings, that the cake is sort of served and everyone's allowed to partake in it. The bride and groom's first dance is actually with anybody who wants to dance on the dance floor as well. Things like that. I can't think of anything else specifically, but
Yep. Is there food that your family eats, something, you know, a special meal that you guys like, or type of food you like to eat a lot?
Yeah, we actually, believe it or not, we eat a lot of Russian food, and my grandmothers both make a lot of Russian food. When it's up to my family, my immediate family, we'll go out for American food. We'll go out for Mexican, or wings are our two favorites. But for the most part, we eat a lot of Russian food. Specific things, there's, you know, everything. We eat everything from crepe-like things to potato pancakes to these like sort of hamburger patty-like things that my grandmother makes, stuff like that. Lots of vodka.
Are there places to go out and eat Russian, like Russian restaurants around Atlanta at all?
There are a few Russian restaurants. A lot of them have gone out of business because they can't maintain the population is not big enough, and not enough Russians go out regularly to be able to have lots of Russian restaurants, but there are lots of Russian grocery stores that have, you stock up on specifically Russian food shipped from either Brooklyn or Russia.